from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music from Spain as we turn to the 20th century composer Salvador Bacarese. We'll hear his most famous piece, a work from 1952, his Concertino for Guitar and Orchestra in A Minor, Opus 72. It is in four movements, Allegro Entrada, Romanza, Scherzo, and Rondo, respectively, and we'll listen to the most famous recording of this piece, featuring the incomparable Narciso Yepes on guitar, with the Spanish Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Rafael Frubeck.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Concertino for Guitar and Orchestra in A Minor, Opus 72 of Salvador Bacarese. Narciso Yepes on guitar with the Spanish Philharmonic, conducted by Rafael Frubeck. As I said at the beginning of the program, this is the most famous recording of this work, made in 1965, initially issued as part of an LP on Decca Records, this piece taking up side one of the record, side two comprising a Federico Toroba composition for guitar and orchestra, Homenaje a la Seguidilla. From a concertino to a concerto now, as we turn to music of Johann Sebastian Bach. This is his Concerto for Three Harpsichords and Orchestra in C Major, BWV 1064. The exact publication date for this work is unknown. It is believed that it might have been published anywhere between 1735 and 1745. In three movements, Allegro, Adagio, Allegro, respectively. For this performance, the three harpsichordists are Karl Richter, Hedwig Billgram, and Ivona Flüter, respectively, with the members of the Munich Bach Orchestra, Karl Richter conducting. Thank you. The Concerto for Three Harpsichords and Orchestra in C Major, BWV 1064, of Johann Sebastian Bach. As performed by the Munich Bach Orchestra, Karl Richter conducting. Karl Richter himself featured as one of the harpsichordists, the other two being Hedwig Billgram and Ivona Flütter. From a 1972 archive LP containing three Bach harpsichord concertos, his concertos for three and four harpsichords and orchestra, BWV 1063 through 1065. You are listening to Classics and Beyond, presenting a wide range of classical music and other serious music. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with Classics and Beyond, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show by visiting our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. From there, you can view program playlists and also stream this and past episodes. If you want the playlist or audio for this program, look for show number 1802. We'll turn to some experimental electronic music to conclude the hour. I do consider most forms of experimental electronic music, or the electronic avant-garde, to fall within the realm of serious music. We have here music of Dutch composer Thomas Disevelt, or Tom Disevelt, actually. A pioneer of electronic music in the 50s and 60s, he is best known for combining electronic experimentation with jazz concepts. He recorded extensively for the Philips label in the early 60s, and we'll hear in its entirety a 7-inch EP record from 1962 called Electronic Movements, comprised of four short electronic pieces, and they are Syncopation, Vibration, Whirling, and Drifting.
Thank you.
The Electronic Experiments of Tom Disevelt. We heard in its entirety a 7-inch EP from 1962 called Electronic Movements, comprising four short pieces: Syncopation, Vibration, Whirling, and Drifting, respectively. Tom Disseveldt, taking care of all of the electronics you heard. That initially issued in 1962 by Philips, and to my knowledge, this has never been reissued on compact disc. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch with the program, please feel free to do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And once again, the address for the blog and website for much more info about the show, as well as streaming audio, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And I hope you can join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical and serious music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.